بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers in the second room, there's still room in the first room. And as always, I always encourage the brothers, always strive to come to the front. Always strive to come to the front. The greatest reward is always in the front rows. So always try to get as close to it as possible. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of the things that we do. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qala Allah azza wa jal, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَمَا يُطِئِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim, and we should always be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's blessed us to be Muslim. Brothers and sisters, don't take this for granted. And Alhamdulillah, who's Al-Ghafur Rahim, He's the All-Forgiver, the Most Merciful. And from the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He covers our sins for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He covers our sins for us. He doesn't expose us to everybody else when we commit a sin. Inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah, brothers and sisters, is the importance of us covering the sins of one another. Of us covering the faults, the mistakes, the sins of our brothers and sisters in Islam. Many times we do the exact opposite. Many times as soon as we find out that somebody's doing something, we run out and we tell the people, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? He's doing this. Did you hear about so-and-so? She's doing that. And this is wrong. This is wrong, brothers and sisters, and this is one of the things that ruins the brotherhood in Islam. It's one of the things that hurts the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Verily, the believers, they're but brothers. The believers, that's us, they're brothers. This is how we're supposed to be. But unfortunately, we don't act like brothers and sisters in Islam. Many times we do the opposite. We act as if we're trying to hurt one another. And this is what we do when we expose the faults, when we expose the defects, when we expose the sins of one another. Brothers and sisters, realize that this action of exposing the sins, of showing everybody what your brother or your sister is doing in Islam that is wrong, this is from the shaitan. This is from the shaitan. This is one of the tricks of the shaitan that he uses to destroy the brotherhood. That he uses to cause hatred and bad feelings between the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna shaitana kad ya'isa an ya'buddahu al-musallun walakin fi tahrisi baynahum. All of us, we know this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily the shaitan, he's given up hope of ever being worshipped by the people who make the salat. So instead, what he does is he lies in wait. He sets traps to try to cause enmity, hatred, bad feelings between one another. And when we expose the sins and the faults of our brothers and sisters in Islam, this is exactly what we're doing. We're causing hatred. We're causing bad feelings between one another. When is the last time somebody brought you some news about what somebody else is doing? And because they told you that, now you see them a little differently. Now you don't see them the same way that you used to see them. Maybe now you have a little less respect for them. Maybe now you think they're a little lower in your sight. Because of what came to you about somebody telling you what this person may or may not be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Verily, the believers, they are but brothers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمُ مِنْ قَوْمٍ أَسَاءً يَقُونُوا حَيْدًا مِنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, do not let one group look down or make fun of or ridicule or dishonor or slander another group. It may be that this other group is better than the first one. And we should reflect upon this, brothers and sisters. Many times we're so quick to expose the faults of the Muslims, but we forget about our own faults. We forget about the things that we're doing that's wrong. We forget that we would hate for the people to know what we're doing. But we don't think about this when we're talking about what somebody else is doing. And this is wrong, brothers and sisters. We have to remember that all of us, we're imperfect. All of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we do things that we're ashamed of. And we would hate for the people to find out about. We need to remember this when it comes to our brothers and sisters in Islam. Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said something that was very wise. Ibn Qayyim, he said, when the people, when they're impressed by your qualities, by the way that you are, in reality what they're impressed with is Allah's hiding your faults. This is really what they're impressed with. When they're so impressed with you, in reality, it's not because they're impressed with you. They're really impressed because they don't realize that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's kept hidden the bad things that we do. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters. We need to remember this. All of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we've got things in our closet that we would hate for the people to find out about. Think about this the next time you go about to say something bad about your brother or your sister in Islam. And don't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not defame yourselves. Do not slander, do not dishonor one another. Don't do this. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us to do. Brothers and sisters, the reality is none of us have perfected our own Islam. None of us have guaranteed our own entry into Jannah yet. So how do we have time to be worried about what the people are doing? How do we have time to be spreading the word about what so-and-so is doing or what so-and-so is doing? How is it that we have time to do that when we haven't secured our own place in Jannah yet? When we haven't saved ourselves from the hellfire yet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. O you who believe, take care of yourselves. O you who believe, take care of yourselves first. And none of us have finished taking care of ourselves yet. All of us to this date, we're still committing the sins. All of us to this date, we're still doing the bad things. So how can we have time to go around telling the people about what other people are doing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kullu muslimi ala muslimi haram. He said, everything about a Muslim is haram, is sacred for the other Muslim. Everything about one another, brothers and sisters, is sacred. We can't violate. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Maluhu wa irduhu wa damuhu. He said, his wealth, his honor, and his blood is sacred. How many of us, we violate these sacred things? This is what we do when we put down one another, when we expose the faults of the Muslims. And I'm talking to myself before I talk to you, because like I said, all of us, we're all Bani Adam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu ibn Adam akhata. All of the children of Adam, we make mistakes. And this is one of the mistakes that many of us we make, unfortunately. Brothers and sisters, realize that if you cover the fault of your brother today or your sister today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover your mistakes. Think about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَنْ سَطَرَ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا سَطَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever covers up the fault of his brother in the dunya today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his faults in the dunya, and even more importantly, in the hereafter. In the hereafter. How many of us, brothers and sisters, we're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't expose us? How many of us, we've committed the sins, and right after we commit the sins, we make tawbah to Allah, and we say, oh Allah, thank you for not exposing me. Thank you for not showing the people what I've done. And how humiliating is that when the people find out the bad things that we do? So brothers and sisters, cover the faults of your brother and sister in Islam. And do it for the sake of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover your faults today in this dunya. And more importantly in the hereafter. In the akhirah. Upon occasion, a man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And this man, he came to Umar radiallahu anhu. He said to him, "Oh Umar, I've got a daughter." He's telling his daughter's business. He says, "Oh Allah, I have a daughter. And back in the days of Jahiliyyah, back in the days of ignorance, we buried her alive. But then at the last second, we saved her before she died. And so we were in Jahla, we were in ignorance. And then Allah blessed us and her along with us to become Muslim. But then my daughter, she committed a fahisha. She committed a fahisha. And she was deserving of the hood. She was deserving of the punishment. But then she made tawbah. Then she repented to Allah. But then she committed fahisha again. And this time we were so angry with her. This time we were so angry with her. And once again she made tawbah to Allah. And this time she felt so bad she almost went to kill herself. But we stopped her. We stopped her. So this man, he's telling Umar his daughter's business. Nobody knew about this. These people, they made hijrah to Medina. They weren't from there. Nobody knew this. And so then he said, "Umar, somebody came and they proposed marriage to my daughter. And we told them everything. We told them everything about her." And when he said that, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he became angry. He became angry at this father. And he said, "Will you expose what Allah has covered? You want to expose what Allah has covered?" He said, "Wallahi, I swear by Allah, if you ever tell anybody else about what your daughter did, we're going to punish you and we're going to make you an example for all of the cities to hear about." He said, "Marry her as a chaste woman. Marry her as a chaste woman." Brothers and sisters, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they understood the importance of covering the faults of the believers. You don't expose your brother and your sister in Islam. Upon occasion, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he was made the governor of Damascus. Abu Darda, famous Sahabi, he was made the governor of Damascus. And Muawiyah, he sent him a letter. Muawiyah was the Khalifa at that time. He sent him a letter. He said, "Send me a list of all the criminals in Damascus. Send me a list of all the criminals, all the people committing crimes in Damascus." Abu Darda, he said, "How would I know this? What do I have to do with the criminals in Damascus?" His son Bilal, he said, "I'll fix it for you. I'll write down all the names." This is what Bilal said to his father Abu Darda. He said, "I'll write down all the names of everybody that's doing wrong." And he wrote the list. Abu Darda, when his son presented him with this list, he said, "How do you know this list of criminals? How do you know what these people are doing?" He said, "The only way that you would know what these people are doing is if you're doing the same thing." He said, "Put your name at the top of the list. Put your name at the top of the list." Of course, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he never sent that list. He never sent the list to Muawiyah. Why? Because we don't expose the faults of the Muslims. This is not what we should do. Brothers and sisters in Islam, realize this, and this is a serious warning to us. Realize that if you expose the faults of the Muslims, if you look for the faults of your brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose your faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose your faults. And if Allah exposes our sins, wallahi, who can help us? We're going to be in a bad situation then. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya ma'shara man amana bil lisanihi wa lam yadkhul al iman qalbahu." He said, "Oh community of people," he's talking to the Muslims, "Oh community of people who believe with their tongues, but the iman, faith, hasn't entered into their hearts yet." This is how he's telling them. How many of us, this is us by the way, we became Muslim, we say Islam with our tongues, but it's not in our hearts, it's not in our actions. So Rasulullah, he's addressing the people, and this is what he says to them. He said, "La taghtabu al-muslimina wa la tatabi'u awratihim." Rasulullah said, "Don't backbite the Muslims. Do not backbite the Muslims and don't look for their faults. Don't look for their mistakes. Don't be looking to see what you can catch them doing." فَإِنَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَأَ أَوْرَاتِهِمْ
يتبع الله أوراته. Rasulullah said, whosoever searches for the sins, the defects in the believers, Allah will start looking for his defects. And how many of us, we can hide our sins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Rasulullah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّبِئِ اللَّهُ أَوْرَاتُهُ يَفْدَهُ فِي بَيْتِهِ. Rasulullah said, if Allah searches for the faults of a person, Allah will expose him even in his own home. Allah will expose this person even in his own home. Allah will humiliate him in front of the people closest to him. So brothers and sisters, don't look for one another's faults. Don't go out searching to see what you can catch the people doing and then report it back to other people. Don't do that. Because the person that looks for his brother's faults, Allah is going to look for his faults. And the person that exposes his brother in Islam, Allah is going to expose him. And wallahi, this is a bad situation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes us. May Allah save us from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ijtanibu kathira min adhan, inna badadhani ithmu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, avoid much suspicion, avoid much thinking, avoid much wondering. Because in much of this wondering and suspecting and thinking is sin. And this is the truth. Many times because of what we think about the people, it ends up leading us to sin. You may suspect somebody's doing something and now before you know it, you're talking about it. You may be taking it to the people. I think so-and-so's doing this. Well, I saw so-and-so, so maybe she's doing that. Brothers and sisters, leave that alone. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alaykum anfusakum. Worry about yourself. Take care of yourself first. We don't have time to be searching for the faults of the Muslims, brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Innaka inittaba'ta awrati nas afsadtahum. أَوْقِدْتَ أَنْ تُفْسِدَهُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you find faults with the Muslims, if you're looking for the faults of the Muslims, you're looking for what they're doing bad, the sins they're committing, Rasulullah said, you're going to ruin the Muslims. You're going to ruin the Muslims if you do this. Why is that? Because if all we're doing is sitting back looking to see what we can catch one another doing that's wrong, if all we're doing is sitting back trying to see what so-and-so is doing and then reporting it to the other people, we're going to spread the fahisha around. We're going to spread whatever it is that's going bad, we're going to make it worse by spreading the word out to the people. We're going to make one another think less of one another. We're going to make the Muslims think bad of the Muslims. We're going to take away the Muslims' role models. Perhaps this person is somebody people used to look up to. But now because you went out and you said, this person, I saw him doing this. Now the people, they're not going to look at this person the same way. Not only that, now the people, perhaps they're going to be encouraged to do whatever bad thing they wanted to do. Because they're going to say, well, at least I'm not doing what he's doing. Or at least I'm not doing what she's doing. I'm only doing this. Or perhaps you might encourage the people to do the same sin that that person's doing. They'll say, well, if so-and-so's doing it, I'm going to do it too. Everybody else is doing it. Wallahi, all we're doing is destroying one another. All we're doing is hurting Islam, hurting the Muslims. So brothers and sisters, let's not destroy one another. And remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بْنَ آدَمَ خَطَاءَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ تَوَّابُونَ. Rasulullah said, all of the children of Adam, they make mistakes. All of us, we make the mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah for their mistakes, those who repent. It may be that you'll find out that somebody is doing something. And for all you know, that person, perhaps he's struggling with that fitna. And all of us, we have our personal things that we struggle with. But perhaps that person, he's making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps that person is begging Allah every night to help him. And here we are hurting that person who's making tawbah to Allah. And brothers and sisters, realize this. If today you see your brother doing something bad, and perhaps you're not the one that's doing it, it could be that they're at a crossroads. It could be that you're on your way down, and they're on their way up. It could be that they're at the point where they're going to make tawbah to Allah. And now they're going to turn their lives around. And it could be that you're at the point right now where you're about to turn away from Allah and start going bad and doing the bad things. So brothers and sisters, let's remember that all of us, we're all the children of Adam. And all of us, we make mistakes. And all of us, we would hate for our brothers and sisters to find out about what we're doing.
So let's love for our brothers what we love for ourselves, and let's cover up the sins of the Muslims. أقول لكم هذا استغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we're supposed to have one another's backs. You're supposed to have the back of your brother and your sister in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَدُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَدٍ. The believing men and the believing women, they're the awliya of one another. They're the supporters, they're the defenders of one another. They're the ones who have the Muslims' backs, who protect one another. This is the way that we're supposed to be. But when we turn around and we expose the faults of our brothers, then we're not doing that. We don't have their backs. Instead, what we're doing is we've got our foot in their back and we're pushing them out, putting their business out on front street. This is what we're doing when we expose our brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is wrong. Upon occasion, Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he was in a gathering, much like we are. Umar, radiallahu anhu, he was in a gathering, much like we are today. And all of a sudden, Umar, radiallahu anhu, he smelled something. He smelled something offensive. So Umar, he said, I command whoever made that odor to get up and go make wudu right now. Somebody had passed gas. Umar didn't know who did it, but he smelt it. So he said, I command whoever made that smell to get up and go make wudu right now. Can you imagine how that person must have felt? Can you imagine if that happened right now? One of the companions that was there, his name was Jarir bin Abdullah Jarir. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Instead of that, why don't we all get up and go make wudu? Why don't all of us get up and go make wudu? And that'll protect that one person. Subhanallah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, Oh Jarir, in the days of Jahiliyyah you were a good person, and now in Islam you're an even better person. Well done. This is what he said. Wallahi, this is the way we should be. We should care about one another. We should be protective of one another. We shouldn't be trying to embarrass one another. And it wasn't that Umar was trying to embarrass this person. It was that Umar, he was al-Furqan. He was al-Faruq. He was the criterion. That this was his personality. He knew somebody made this smell. Somebody needs to go make wudu. He knew that. It wasn't because he was trying to embarrass this person. But he didn't think it through. And this other companion, he did. And he said, let's save the honor of our brother. Let's everybody go make wudu. Alhamdulillah. May Allah help us to be the protectors of one another like this. This is the way the believers are supposed to be. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is that person who has the most taqwa of Allah, the most consciousness of Allah. And verily Allah is the all-knower. Allah is the all-knower. Allah is the one who knows who in fact is from the muttaqin. It's not that person who talks a good Islam. It's that person who's a good Muslim. And because he's a good Muslim, he looks out for the other Muslims. This is the way that we're supposed to be, brothers and sisters in Islam. And finally, I just want to leave us with some nasiha from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because many times we forget. Many times we get carried up in the moment. And before you know it, we're spreading the fahisha. We're telling the people about the sins of the people, the mistakes of the people. And this is not what we were sent for. Can you imagine if something bad comes to you about your brother or your sister in Islam? And instead of going and spreading it to the people, instead you go to that person and maybe you give them some good nasiha. Maybe you give them some good advice. Maybe you say a kind word to them. Maybe you say, brother or sister, you know, I once made the same mistake. And this is what I did to try to not do it again. Or you could say, brother or sister, you know, I saw you doing this. Please be careful because I don't want anybody else to see you doing this. Maybe you can stop it. Can you imagine if this is the way we approach one another? Instead of spreading the stories about what we're doing. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, he said, إِذَا بَعَثَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ فِي بَدِّ أَمْرِهِ قَالْ. And he's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he would send anybody out on a mission from the companions, before he would send anybody out to accomplish something, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would remind this person with this. He would say, بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا.
He would say to the person, give good news to the people. Give glad tidings to the people. And don't run them away from you. Don't chase them away from you. And make things easy for the people. And don't make things difficult for the people. And wallahi, this is what we were sent for. We were sent to give good news to the people. Give good news to the people about the maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give good news to the people about Allah is always forgiving. Ready to accept our tawbah when we make mistakes. Give good news to the people. Make them feel good about themselves. Make them say, all of us, we make mistakes. You know, maybe I can help you with this one that you just made. Give good news to the people and don't chase them away. How many times have we said, spread news about the people, and before you know it, you don't see this person in the masjid anymore? How many times has that happened? We find out somebody's doing something, the word gets out, and this person, he's embarrassed, he's ashamed, or she's ashamed to come to the masjid anymore. So she stays away from the Muslims. Let's not chase one another away. And let's make things easy for the people, not difficult. Don't make it seem as if you're a super Muslim and you're better than this person because he committed a sin. No. Make things easy for the people. Because today that person may be committing a sin. Well, hey, tomorrow it could be us. And we could be doing something worse than they are. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be the awliya of one another. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us all in Jannatul Firdaws. ربنا